I want us to hear Christ's comments, his promise to us, I am leading you. This is not just a pat on the back and say, make the best of it. We need to actually rely on this. Let me take you to Deuteronomy 29:29. Here he says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. Stay away from the secret things. There's a whole section of commentators that John writes in the book of the Revelation that the seven thunders uttered their speech, and I was about to write, and God said, don't write. The angel said, don't write. And then all the commentators tried to figure out what it was that they said. As soon as God indicates that he's not writing that for me, I lose interest. I don't want to find out what that is. It would make no difference to me. Everything that I need for life and godliness, Peter tells us, he's given us in his word. So the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed, where do we find revealed word? In the word of God. His revealed words are in the Bible. Belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So God is leading you systematically through your life. So hold his hand like a child in trusting dependence and let him guide you through this day. Now the point is, at the wedding up in Michigan, Sharon, my daughter-in-law, her older sister, told the story of one time when she took Gina as a little girl to some place, and it was, she said she had been reading up on the news about stealing kids and so on. She says, I was terrified to take my niece out, and pretty little girl, and everybody would want her, you know. And so she said, I led her by the hand. She says, I think I still, and she said, I actually took her by the arm because she could let go with her hand. She says, I think this marks of my grip is still on her today. It wasn't true, but the idea of the one who knows, the one who can protect, taking our hand is a very apt concept. Now, what if your future looks uncertain and feels precarious? That is how it should be. The secret things belong to the Lord, and future things are secret things. He has not given us that ability to see ahead in time. I mean, we do, we always do. A little bit. If you're walking down the sidewalk, you look ahead to see you're not walking into a lamppost. You see these videos of these people with their cell phones walking into signs. And one guy got out of his car and looked at his cell phone, walked into the garage door, was down a part way, bang, and he backs up and rubs his head. But God is like the guy in the helicopter looking down at us in a little kayak going around and around on some mountain stream. And we can't see 10 feet into our future there, you see. But he sees everything. And he's the one who puts us on that path because he sees exactly where we're going. He knows why he wants us there, but he doesn't tell us. The future things are the secret things. Albert Barnes, good old commentator, said, the sense seems to be this. The future, when and how these good and evil things will take effect, lies with the Lord our God to determine. It pertains not to man's sphere and duty. God's revealed will is that we must carry out. We take the steps, one right step after the other. He said, I don't know what to do. Do the next right thing, and that'll put you one step closer to where God wants you to be. Now, when you try to figure out your uncertain future, you grasp at the things that belong to God. Now, this is like all forms of worry. It is an act of rebellion. May I make the sin more sinful to you? This is when you are rebelling against God. This rebellion doubts His promise to care for you. I have to do it myself. Nobody's looking out for me. Wrong. In fact, claim God's promise and count on it. Let me take you to Psalm 32:8. God says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. Not necessarily where it's leading, but in the way thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. That's an interesting phrase. Not only will his eye see where we need to go, but we need to be looking at him. We trained our kids, at least we tried to, you know, to train the kids that if they looked at us and we looked at them in certain ways, that communicated things without us yelling and screaming and waving and pounding and all that stuff. So that was the look right there. And the idea is that, you know, instead of a smile, we had a frown and a little bit of this. They were doing something they shouldn't be doing. We didn't have to necessarily communicate it to everybody in the church or wherever we were. I never have learned how to do that whistle thing, you know. That sounds like a screech. But I was able to snap my fingers fairly loudly. And so depending on what you're listening for, you hear it. And so our kids heard the snap even in a crowd. And the snap meant look for Dad, because Mom didn't do that. Charles Haddon Spurgeon has a wonderful series of comments on the book of Psalms, the treasury of David, he calls it. And he says this, here the Lord is the speaker and gives the psalmist an answer to his prayer. Our Savior is our instructor. The Lord himself deigns to teach his children to walk in the way of integrity, his holy word, and the monitions. I added in admonitions, that's the way we say it today. And the admonitions of the Holy Spirit are the directors of the believer's daily conversation, meaning way of life. We are not pardoned, saved, that we may henceforth live after our own lusts, our own desires. We're not choosing the path because it's the way we want to go. Now, where all the paths that we might choose would be God-honoring, he allows us to choose your desire. But very often he'll limit that. But that we may be educated in holiness and trained for perfection. A heavenly training is one of the covenant blessings which adoption seals to us. And he quotes here, all thy children shall be taught by the Lord. This comes from Isaiah 54:13. And all thy children, this is Isaiah writing at the time of the rebellion of Israel and the Babylonian conquest. God punishing Israel for their sins. Yet he often brings up all that needs to be done is to get right with God and then pay attention, be guided by his eye. So he says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. And so this is a promise, a covenant promise. the promise of God, that when we are in his will, following his way, then we will be taught of him. He goes on to say, practical teaching is the very best of instruction, not just the theoretical. I know you all sit down and read Aristotle to your children, get the theories and the understandings right, but you know, the practical things are really the best. And they are thrice happy who, thrice, although they never sat at the feet of Gamaliel or are ignorant of Aristotle and the ethics of the schools, have nevertheless learned to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. I will guide thee with mine eye, our Psalm 32:8 says. He goes on to say, as servants take their cue from the master's eye, and a nod or a wink is all that they require, so should we obey the slightest hints of our master, not needing thunderbolts to startle our incorrigible sluggishness, but being controlled by whispers and love touches. I sent a text to my wife. She instructed me carefully to water her plants every morning or each night just as sundown, because it's going to get very hot. So I did this morning, and I sent her the time, and I got it done. I said, just to let you know, I remembered. And then at 11:30, I texted her again. I said, God cooled the temperature, veiled the direct sun, and began watering your plants also. I think he likes you. Well, that's the point, you see. Let's take our cue from how God deals with us. The Lord is the great overseer whose eye in providence, the way he deals with us, overlooks everything. Overlooks mean looks over everything. It is well for us to be the sheep of his pasture, following the guidance of his wisdom. You get the message? I am leading you. I am taking you on a surprise journey. We absolutely do not know what tomorrow may bring. We need to say, I'll see you Friday, if it's God's will. So whenever you find yourself worrying about the future, repent and return to Christ, and he will show you the next step forward, and the one after that, and the one after that. You see how it fades out? Little echoes there. Relax and enjoy the journey in his presence, trusting him to open up the way before you as you go. Comments? Do you see this? Have you noticed it? God leading you in special ways, urging you to certain paths? I hope so.